So I'm living in Nashville. Currently, I'm on a trip with my family in Florida.
Nice.
But yes, I'm based out of Nashville.
So are you at Disneyland? What are you doing in Florida?
We are just in Fort Lauderdale. My niece and nephew are on their March break.
Nice.
So we decided just to spend some time at the beach.
Were you a spring breaker back in the day? Like, did you do the spring break thing?
You know what? No, I never did, like, the thing myself. It looked fun, though. I could see why people would enjoy it.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you're from Niagara-on-the-Lake.
Yes, I'm originally from Niagara-on-the-Lake, where my family that I'm currently with are going to be headed back to.
Nice.
So that's why we're enjoying that sun right now.
So how often do you come back and visit?
You know, I try to come back as often as I can. I always keep an eye out for flights, and if I don't have a gig or anything like that, I'll head home. I'm probably headed home next week, actually. I'll be in Niagara to spend some time.
Are you noticing a difference, the vibe of Canadians living in Nashville now that all the weirdness is going on with America and Canada?
I haven't personally noticed a difference, to be honest. The only thing I've noticed is just people kind of bringing it up, like, jokingly when they hear you're Canadian. Nothing, I guess, serious. And I haven't noticed anything in the culture changing up with, like, the other Canadians either, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good. How long you been there now?
Yeah, I have lived there since 2016.
Oh, wow, so it's been a while, almost 10 years.
Yeah, for a second.
That goes by fast.
It did. It does not feel like that long. When I'm referring to home, I'm still referring to Niagara.
Right.
I don't know if that doesn't ever change, but I've technically, you know, lived mostly in the States.
Let's talk about your new song, Wishing On Us. Tell me all about this one.
Wishing On Us. This is one that I actually didn't write myself, but my producer, Bobby Hamrick, he's primarily a writer, and he was showing me some stuff he was working on. And my mentor, Chris Bergsmith, he always told me, only record the songs you thank God you wrote or you wish to God you did write. And that's how I felt about this one. I just loved it. It was stuck in my head, and I just had to record it. And it was also written by Victoria Banks, who's Canadian, and Tyler Wilkinson, who's Canadian. Stars are wishing on us, looking at us here on fire, wishing they could burn a little brighter. I swear, stars are wishing on us, wishing on us, wishing on us. It's Friday Live with Cassandra. That is her latest single, Wishing On Us. We're getting into springtime and summertime here. Lots of shows lined up. Things are getting busier. I sing the national anthem at a lot of sporting events.
Nice.
So I've got a bunch of those coming up. The next one I'm singing at is actually a San Jose Sharks game versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I'll be going to San Jose to sing O Canada.
Do you worry about getting booed? Because that seems to be a bit of a trend.
I have been booed the last couple of weeks when I've done O Canada.
We've seen it all on TV. How did that make you feel as the artist?
No, it's not personal. What I'm thinking while I'm out there is I have 90 seconds. They gave me a time, so we can't get off track. That's my job today. So when I start to hear the booing, at first it's kind of like, all right, you know, here we go. You just kind of got to push through. And you know what? It hasn't been like what I've seen on TV where it's like super, super loud. Whenever I've done it, it kind of starts, and then by the end of it, it fizzles out, and they end up cheering. You know what I mean? It's interesting.
Yeah, it's strange. Well, you're a hockey fan, obviously, growing up in Canada.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. My family are huge Leafs fans.
Oh, see, that's unfortunate.
Oh, no.
It was going so well until then.
You know, I am a fan of whoever I'm singing the anthem for that day.
Great answer. That's the safest answer you could have given.
Yes.
This summer, are you coming up to Canada to play at all?
You know what? I was just booking some stuff yesterday, something in September, hopefully something before September. So I'll keep you guys posted. If I'm around, I'll come by and say hi.
Our doors are always open. Cassandra, thank you so much for your time. Take care of yourself. Good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
So good to talk to you. Thank you for having me.